Adam Dennis has been busy off the ice, making changes in the dressing room in hopes of improving the team. The battalion general manager has brought in forwards Josh Bloom, Pasquale Zito and defensemen Braden Hislop and Luke Brzustowski. That has changed the look of the team roster-wise, but on Thursday night, the team will shed its traditional green jersey for something new. The team tweeted out a tiny photo of the battalion new look. Dennis is eager to find out more himself. "I am in the dark, I'll be honest with you," admitted Dennis during Wednesday's media conference. "I have no idea what it looks like. I saw the tweet and the color scheme seems to have a Centennials feel, but outside of that, I don't know anything." Ryan Olayan donned the battalion jersey as a defenseman prior to his coaching days. He is intrigued by the new look as well. "I think a lot of credit goes to our owner here," said Olayan. "I think it is going to be fun to see it. I am going to be one of those that is also looking forward to seeing it. I don't know, I have not seen it. I think it is really cool in it that Mr. Abbott really wants to try to keep this as a surprise for everybody. I think this is just fantastic." Olayan says it's causing a buzz in the community. "I have been asked a lot of questions around town too, and it seems to be the thing that people are talking about," he said. "They are waiting for a new look, and I think it is going to be kind of interesting." The organization confirmed the new look is not a permanent one. While the battalion has worn special occasion sweaters, including camouflage, pink in the rink and Centennials versions, the club never has had a designated third sweater until now, the organization stated on battalionhockey.com. Just a small photo has been sent out by the battalion PR department in anticipation of the reveal. Unveiling a new look you won't want to miss. Thursday at 7 p.m. Admission tickets https://t.co/klugshabohichpick.twitter.com/vdjbadiasncg. North Bay Battalion, at Old Battalion, December 12, 2022.